Emergency aid is getting through to the large majority of people affected by flash floods in northern Afghanistan last week, which killed at least 132 people. The Afghan army has evacuated some 14,000 people from the worst affected areas to open desert areas. It's estimated that 39,000 have been affected in some way by the flooding. Jens Laerke, spokesperson for the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, says that efforts to reach those in the worst-hit province of Jawzan, where 87 people died, are being hampered by washed-out roads and infrastructure damage. However, he said aid is getting through elsewhere.
People's immediate needs are in food, clean water, emergency shelter and non-food items. The government's provincial disaster management authorities are in charge of the response with support from UN humanitarian agencies and the Afghan Red Crescent. OCHA staff in country this morning said that in 9 out of the 10 of the affected provinces, the immediate life-saving needs are being met in terms of food, water and shelter.
The International Organization for Migration is also involved in the relief operation. Chris Lom, IOM spokesperson, says that displaced and vulnerable families are getting the basic supplies that they need to survive.
To date, IOM's helped some 900 families in Balkh, Faryab and Samangan provinces, and we are lining up deliveries to another 690 families. That's nearly 5,000 people in Faryab and Saripul in the course of this week. We've also have 1,800 relief and emergency shelter kits ready for distribution in Jawzan.
Many of those who've had to flee their homes are poor subsistence farmers. The floods have destroyed their homes and agricultural lands and highlighted the urgent need for development aid to get them back on their feet once the floodwaters recede. Nikki Chadwick, UN Radio, Geneva.